Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You have a dream from your childhood that's burned in, and even though it probably took up like 3 seconds of your life, it's taken way more than that long term.
Yeah, I have a couple of dreams that I have like vivid memories of. Like I can picture them right now from when I was a kid. And there were two of them. One is we lived right next to a train track. And it's a really stupid dream, but in my dream that was so vivid and real, I dreamt that the train next to our house like basically steered off the tracks and went up our street.
Oh, that's cool.
And I was convinced that had actually happened for a short period of time, but my kid brain went, that can't happen. But it felt so real.
It wasn't that it derailed, it was that it turned and trashed your house on purpose.
It drove
down
the road.
That feels angry.
And then the other one, it was a nightmare, and I had just watched The Blob, the one from like the 1950s. it had been on television and like, you know, on Scary Sundays or whatever it was, and I watched that. And man, that was a really real dream that I was in the garage. I had gone into the garage and I was probably like 6. But I had gone into the garage and the cars were parked in there. And then I realized that the blob was emerging from under one of the cars and the door was locked and I couldn't get back in. And the front garage door was closed and I was trapped and it started getting me.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Which that's the end of it. Maitland, Tommy, are you familiar with the blob?
Yeah, it's just that blob that absorbs everything.
Yes.
Wasn't it? It's like a 1950s sci-fi movie.
Wasn't the blob just like a bowl of jello, basically?
It started that, and then every time it consumed something, it got bigger.
Oh, it got bigger and bigger.
And it moved very slow, but of course it's a blob, so it's very sneaky. It doesn't have shoes or anything to alert you with sound.
And of course it's a horror movie, so people don't realize, oh, if I just walk a little, I can outrun it. But,
yep.
But yeah, that really affected me.
It's,
I remember a dream that I had bunch of times when I was a kid, and I was walking to the bus stop. In the dream, I'm walking to the bus stop, and there was a big dinosaur there, and it said like, if you eat, sleep, or breathe, you're going to die. And I had this dream many times, and at some points in the dream, the dinosaur opens its mouth and I see all of its teeth, and I like walk down its teeth down like into its, you know, into its gut.
Oh, kind of. You didn't use the mouth as like a slide to get down there?
No, it was really weird. I mean,
no, you used dinosaur, the outside, the tail to do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dinosaur
yeah.
obviously was not anatomically correct, but you know, it was a dream. So that, and I still to this day have running in sand dreams.
That's awful.
And that one's specific. Like a lot of people have that one, I think. The running in sand, or you try to run and something makes it so you can't accelerate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's frustrating.
For me, it's always running in sand. And then I also have teeth falling out dreams.
Oh, weird. I've never had that. That's like, so weird.
I've never had that one either. I have loose teeth.
Mine is so specific where it's almost like I have dentures where the entire top or entire bottom just drop out. And then I spend the rest of the dream trying to align everything back up so I can like pop them back in.
Does this take place within a normal setting of your life? Like, would you ever have that dream, Steve, where you were in here and like you hit play on audio and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, my teeth fell out? Or is it always in some innocuous like blob scene where it's not a real location?
There's
or
never really
like
anything around.
It's just
me.
You and
it's
your teeth,
just
right?
Me and my teeth.
Yes. Weird. That's how mine are when they're loose. It's not part of something else.
So weird question. When you wake up from a dream where you've been running in sand, or when you wake up from a dream where your teeth fall out, are your calves sore or is your mouth hurting or anything? Is there any reason?
But I immediately
check your teeth.
Yeah, put my hand up to my mouth. I'm like, All right, everything's still tight.
That's okay. Why I don't have a nose ring anymore, or I get those fake ones, is because when I had my nose pierced, I had a dream that I was pulling on it, just yanking on it.
God.
And then when I woke up the next morning, I went to touch it and it was bleeding and everything. So I actually was messing with it somehow. And then the only way it would heal was just to take it out.
Mm-hmm.
So now I just wear fake ones and it's a lot easier.
Yeah, that does sound a lot easier. Tommy, do you have a recurring dream that has occurred for you?
I do, yeah. So I also have the one where my teeth falls out a lot. I have that one. It's usually like a theme in it. It's not usually like the central point of the dream. But the other dream I have that I've been having it since I was a kid is my old house, like where I grew up, turns into like a scary murder festival. And like my family is just having
murder
fun.
Murder festival?
Yeah, like it's an amusement park.
Oh, man.
And all of the rides and activities on it are like meant to, you know, be horrible. And I have one specific memory where,
like, welcome to Final Destination Land.
Yeah, no, it's like Wicker literally. Man,
The Purge,
yeah.
Roller Coaster Land.
Yeah,
awesome,
right? Not the most fun Universal theme park.
Yeah,
the one I remember specifically was next to where my pantry was. It was like slowly decapitating my sibling, but they were laughing and enjoying it the whole time. And I remember like trying to shake them and get them out. It's horrible, but that shows up every couple of years, and I can remember it so vividly.
Hmm.
I asked this on social media at FBHW show.
Mm-hmm.
This one's interesting from Stacy. She had a vivid dream of soldiers, probably from the 1800s area, throwing people into a pit that didn't believe in Catholicism. She said, my little sister got thrown into that pit, and it's the most vivid dream I've ever had, and she's 57 years old. So, like,
wow.
That's crazy. But I had a dream as a kid, and it was recurring, and it was definitely more of a nightmare, where a big old, like, sumo wrestler kind of guy who was, like, three stories tall could look into any house that we had moved into. So as we moved as a military family from place to place.
Ew, that's especially frightening considering how you grew up.
Yeah. And there was one house in Fayetteville, Georgia. I'll never forget. I had the biggest window in my room. I had the biggest window and I was so afraid. I was like, this is a window he could probably fit through. No. And then that dream
stopped.
So
you wanted the bedroom that had just the one that's technically not a legal bedroom.
Yeah.
Mine that I can never get out of my head. I don't wish I could have it again, but it usually occurred when I was sick, and it was almost as if it was all in the sort of colors. Remember the movie Book of Eli?
Mm-hmm.
It was all kind of goldish brown.
Yeah.
Oh, that sepia tone.
It's like that, except darker, almost like you're in a sandstorm, but there's no sand in the air. It's not hitting you. And then I don't even know what I was on, but I was racing towards an intersection, and there was something racing perpendicular that was going to arrive at the intersection at the same time as me, and we're both going towards each other, and I know I'm going to hit it, and there's not any controls or anything. And that's all it is.
Huh.
Just that. And I don't like it.
Uh-uh.
Every once in a while, like, traffic will remind me of it in a way, where, like, mm-hmm. the lighting or whatever,
yeah.
And it's like, ow, this is not real.
This is it.
No, this is real. That other thing's not real.
You guys ever have that panic dream where you're in the hallway of a school and you realize that, one, you don't know where you're supposed to go, and then you realize that there's a class that you should have been going to for, like, 3 months, and you just forgot about it?
Yeah.
I don't like that dream, and it seems like everyone has that one.
I can't remember my schedule. Like, I thought I'd be able to remember it, but now I don't know which class I go to on Wednesdays, and I don't know the code for my locker. What's it called? Combo for my lock. Yeah. Brutal.
Yeah.
Do you ever have a pre-travel dreams? Because it never fails the night before I have to go to the airport for any reason, even if it's just a small trip, like for a live show, that's a quick little flight, or if I'm leaving the country the night before, without fail, I will have a dream that I forgot my license and got all the way to the airport. I'll have a dream that I forgot to get my luggage from the airplane, and the airport won't let me back in to go get my luggage off the airplane.
Dang.
I have all kinds of, like, crazy dreams, so when I wake up, I've got, like, a mental checklist of don't forget your passport, make sure you got your license, and don't forget your luggage after you get off the plane.
Wow.
It is such a weird little,
and you,
like,
travel a lot. You'd think that would...
Oh, yeah.
My recurring dream is I'm going somewhere, can't slow down or stop, and I don't really want to get where I'm going. Oof. I still have work dreams, and those always include the board not doing what it's supposed to.
Yeah.
Or nobody else, like, you guys are all doing other things, And you're like, you got it. I'm like, I don't got it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I don't got it.
I still have pushing the wrong button dreams or timing dreams too.
Ours are almost always, we started a new opportunity that's really awesome for us and we're in a new studio and everybody else is excited. And then it's, and this is not how I think it would go at all. So I don't know why my subconscious does this, but my subconscious apparently believes that if we ever move to a new studio for some great opportunity, that all of you would just dick around and say, figure out the board, stupid. I know that's not true. I know it's not true, but that's how every dream goes. And I'm like, guys, this isn't working. And you're like, hey, look, and getting a Snapchat going on and somebody else hanging a poster.
Yeah, Kelly's rolling around on the floor with Muffin. I'm juggling. Yeah. Like, ah, you're fine.
I'm just staring.
Management comes in and they're like, hey, things are going great. I'm like, it's not going great. Why does no one else see how not great this is going?
I hate the dreams where you feel stressed out like that and you wake up feeling that stress. Because I've had that.
Oh, yeah.
I've had that where I woke up and then came in here and I'm half pissed. Like, stupid losers.
It is. It's hard not to, though. It's in there. Like, even though your logical brain goes, I know this didn't happen.
Yeah.
Man, it's that agitation is there and it's real.
There was a solid, I don't know, year and a half recently where I kept having a recurring dream that had me convinced I was going to get into a car accident where my head just smashed into something because that's the dream. And it would be a 2-second dream and I'd wake up every time like, am I going to die soon?
That's
scary. It got me to the point where I was like, I don't think I'm going to live much longer, guys. I keep having this recurring dream. I get into a bad car accident. It's only 2 seconds, but I definitely don't live. And I've never like died in a dream, but I'm definitely dead. By the time I wake up, I am so dead.
when we were a kid, do you ever have any of these beliefs that stick with you, even though I can logically say, I don't know how they could test this even, but I was told that if you ever are falling in a dream and you hit the ground in your dream, you die in real life because when you're falling in a dream, you're having a heart attack.
What?
Oh. And so
I've had so many heart attacks.
I don't believe that's true. There's still like, if I'm falling in a dream, I'm like, oh, I hope I don't hit that ground. Like where you're kind of half aware. Listen to this one. All right. This is going to be our last one. This one's going to sit with you for a second, I think. From the 301. As a child, I dreamed of this big old house. It started out front, and every time I would have the dream, I would explore a different part of the house. After a few years, I got to go in. Every few years, I would find myself standing in front of the house, and then I would get to go and discover another room or area. In my 30s, I moved to a new state and then a new neighboring town. I came upon that house in real life that I had dreamed of the entire time.
Weird.
I never went in. I thought it would ruin the dreams and the peace I had in this house because I liked the dreams. Since I saw the house in real life, I have never dreamt of it again. Like, isn't there part of you that's like, that has to mean something?
Yeah.
There's got to be something.
Like, maybe we're too dumb as a species to understand it, but it feels like
something's connected in there.
Something's connected, yeah. Because otherwise, that's just a weird, weird coincidence.
Well, it's different but similar. It's like when you have deja vu or something, and you go, like, is this something I have actually like seen before in some weird dimensional cosmos thing, or is this just a moment that my brain is just conjuring something? Like in that case, like, you see a house and then your brain says you've had all these dreams, but maybe you never really did. Like, or your brain just does crazy things and it's like, it instantly becomes, those are like all those realities, but none of them ever were realities or whatever. You go,
oh God, that's even more. Now my head's really broken.
Yeah.